Why work harder when you can work smarter? I mean, we're all looking for ways to make work and life just a little bit easier. Enter the Ford F-150 truck. It helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. Have you seen the Pro Access tailgate? It improves access to the bed and cargo, which makes it easier to load in tight spaces. Think about the time and hassle you'll save with that feature alone. And I haven't even mentioned the mobile power source, Pro Power On Board. You can power up to 7.2 kilowatts outside your F-150. You're already thinking about all the ways you can put that to use, aren't you? See, I told you, smarter. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho. It is the pod of thunder and rock and roll, and happy Canada Day. Happy Canada Day to my fellow Canadians. All right, it's technically not until tomorrow, July 1st, but we're celebrating with a special Canadian podcast. Once again, my Canadian rock band podcast crew is back. Remember the Canadian rock show that we did about a year ago? This time we're talking about Canadian television, and it is weird. I got Brent Fitz, Todd Kearns from Slash and the Conspirators, Red Solo Cup Jeff, Red Cup Jeff, and the most random of all cameos, Brian Slagle from Metal Bay Records, who's not Canadian, but he has a real affinity with Canada. We're going to talk about everything from Canadian-only music shows like Video Hits, hosted by Samantha Taylor, City Vision, hosted by Terry David Mulligan, or was it Terry Klassen? I can't remember. We'll figure it out. It ruined my music credibility in high school, by the way, City Vision did. The story's coming up. We're talking about Mr. Dress-Up, the hilarious House of Frightenstein, the Land of Oz, the Littlest Hobo, Bizarre, which was like Canada's version of SNL, and of course, Degrassi Junior High, the famous Degrassi. And you know there's music stories in there too, including stories about Alanis Morissette, Kiss, meeting AC/DC, so much. Kearns, Fitz, Solo Cup Jeff, and Brian Slagle bringing to you the Canadian Television Inquisition. And I'm bringing it to you right here from Tokyo, Japan. I'm here with the WWE doing my last few shows for a while. We did this show in Singapore on Wednesday night, and now I got two more in Japan. One tonight, one tomorrow. I think it's Hideo Itami tonight, Finn Balor tomorrow. And man, I'm having such a great time. You forget, after not being around my brothers for a while, hanging out with Gallows and Anderson and Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe and Heath Slater, just having a great time over here in Japan, hanging out, putting on some great shows, being some good brothers. It's been a great, great time. It's actually my alarm, so I'm supposed to get up now, even though it's 1 p.m. Jet lag is a bitch, baby, but having a great time here in Japan. A couple more shows, then going back to the States. I got a crazy busy summer, lots of things to film, lots of things to do before we reconvene with Fozzy in September, and the album comes out, and we're going back on tour. We're going overseas. Lots of great stuff. Judas. It's at 6 million views. If it's not right now, it's about to be. 6 million views for Judas. Great, great time to be in Fozzy. It is a legit hit single, moving up the charts. Number 35 on Billboard. We have never had a Billboard top 40 hit before. We got one now. We're going to play it here on Talk is Jericho. This is Judas.
On the inside, you are innocence personified, and I will track you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will track. Embraced by the
Oh, man, thank you so much for everybody who's listened to the song, who's bought the song, who kept it on the iTunes charts, still in the top 10 after 2 months, and who continues to watch the video and follows Fozzy. Thank you so much. And remember, if you live in the UK or Europe, we are coming to town in October and November. The Judas Rising European Tour have been announced. The 27th of October, Birmingham, 28th, Dublin, 29th, Belfast, 30th in Chester, England. The 1st, Manchester, 2nd, London, 3rd, Sheffield, 4th, Glasgow, 5th, Newcastle, 7th, Amsterdam, 8th, Aschaffenburg, Germany. I probably pronounced that wrong, but I apologize. 9th, November 9th, in Switzerland. 9th, Pratteln, Switzerland. 11th, Roncade, Italy. 12th, Rome. 13th is another date in Italy. 15th, Munich. 16th, Essen. 17th, Hamburg. 18th, Genk. It's going to be a great, great tour. And if you want to join us for VIP, one of the best VIPs you will ever experience of any rock and roll band, go to FozzyRock.com. The VIP experience is there. Pick up your package. You get to see a Fozzy concert, a mini concert in its entirety. Meet the band, hang out, do all the things that we love to do. So come check us out, FozzyRock.com, for all VIP information and ticket information. So before we get to the Canadian Television Inquisition, there might be a couple former TV hosts and child actors looking for gigs now. You're going to hear a lot of them when we talk about Canadian TV shows.
Talk is Jericho.
All right, so people have been waiting for this. It is the reunion of the Canadian Rock Show. I got Brent Fitz, I got Todd Kearns, I got Solo Cup Jeff, and of course myself, CJ, right here. And a special guest, Brian Slagle, just listening in. Not sure if he's familiar with the Canadiana of what we're going to be talking about.
SCTV, I'm in.
Oh, SCTV. Okay, give him the mic for 1 second, Kearnsy. Oh, here's your first question. And if you answer this correctly, you can stay. If not, you have to leave.
I got to get up in a few hours, so
is
I hope that's wrong.
Is Martin Short funny or not?
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
That's like the easiest question ever.
F yeah! So many people think that Martin Short is not funny.
Who are these people? They should be
many people.
Thrown in prison, really?
Yeah, trust me. People think Martin Short is not funny. It drives me crazy.
I must say.
We really love funny. Martin Short.
I must say.
What is it, Fitzy?
Aren't all the great comedians?
Come on, Ed Grimley.
I must say.
Ed Grimley, right?
I must say.
So we did the Canadian Rock Show podcast a few months ago. And it was I wasn't sure how it was going to do, but it was a gangbusters huge hit.
You've got some
300,000 downloads for our stupid conversation about Kick-Ax.
Magazine.
As if this one's not going to be about Kick-Ax.
And my favorite part was when Kearnsy went, okay, at this point, no one's listening anymore. And yet they did.
Apparently
they
I was
listen.
Wrong.
They love us. They love us. We're hits. We're hits. We're hits. So this is the reunion of the Canadian Cats right here. And here's we're going to start this because tonight we're in Vegas. And Fitzy, you went to the Kings game here in Vegas.
Yeah. Kings well, hockey in Vegas. That's what Canadians do.
So what do we think about hockey in Vegas?
I'm cool with it.
Anywhere is pretty rad.
I'm cool with it because I live here.
But is it an actual thing? Well, is there going to be a team in Vegas?
Next year, of course.
It's like
we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, you're acting like so like nonchalant. Well, of course, or whatever. Like, what's the name of the team?
We're waiting to find out. Maybe after when this podcast airs.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Fitzes.
I bet you, though, when this airs, we'll know what the team is.
But give me some suggestions.
Well, I mean, they keep saying Black Knights, but that's
Black Knights is the one that keeps saying.
They've already narrowed it down to three names, and it's not the Black Knights.
Well, let's hear them.
The two that I remember are the Gold Knights, the Silver Knights.
Yes, correct.
Really? And there's one more.
Desert Knights.
It's either Desert Knights or Silver
desert,
Knights.
Or Desert Plains. But,
from the Desert Plains, I bring you love. Why are those better than the Black Knights?
Well, allegedly, so there's two problems here. It should be the Las Vegas Knights. But the London Knights in Canada are
London,
the most
Ontario.
Valuable Canadian Hockey League team, and they
that's
will not
kind of propaganda, but
I don't
ahead.
Know. Well, nonetheless, they are so powerful that they will not allow the Las Vegas team to be named the Knights.
Are we serious about this?
I'm serious. That is correct.
You can't find one other thing to call it.
Yeah, I know. Well, Bill Foley,
Bill gamblers, Bill, jazz, yeah, Bill, Las Vegas slot machines.
Yeah, I was trying for Neon Knights.
The Neon Knights.
Neon Knights. Well, Bill Foley, who owns the team, went to Army, so he's the Black Knights. So he wanted to call it the Black Knights, but then supposedly he had a change of heart because Army is the Black Knights. He didn't want to do it. But the company that owns the team is the Las Vegas Black Knights, or Las Vegas Black Knight LLC. Maybe they should be the Canadian Knights.
It should be.
Las Vegas Canadian
Knights. I like Neon Knights, though.
I like just Las Vegas Knights, like N-I-G-H-T-S.
Yes, that's what
Las Vegas Knights. That should stay open.
But the London Knights will not allow that to happen.
And then we'll just change the words from Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger and ruin it.
She came along to the light of break of day.
Well, thank you, Fitz.
That's a good answer. Songs we almost know the words to.
Hey, and Kickax used to play the Black Nightclub in Winnipeg back in the day.
Now, let's talk about our Black Knight story because we're just jumping right into this. Okay. So I used to hang out at this place called Shortstop close to my house in Winnipeg.
K Bar.
So this guy's name was Bob. Geos. This guy's name was Bob. And this is not a joke.
I like where this is going.
Kearns, I love having you back. So his name was Bob. And this place was called Shortstop. It was a convenience store. It was right down the street from my house. And Bob was probably about 20. But for us, he was 90. He was the wise old wizard.
Oh, cool.
And so Priest came to town. And some Heads Are Gonna Roll tour, Defenders of the Faith tour.
Yeah.
Who was the opening band on that, Fitz?
Great White.
Thank you.
Stick It.
Stick It!
Exactly.
Not on the road and I'm rocking!
We all
saw
that.
So we went to play our games, video games. And Bob said, "Oh wow, blah blah blah." No, he went to Judas Priest. Oh really? You went to Judas Priest last night? Did you guys? I have the story to tell you. What's the story? My friend was at the Black Knight, which was the bar close to the airport where apparently Priest was staying, and told us that he saw Rob Halford making out with a guy at the Black Knight. And this is 1984.
Sure.
And that was like saying that your mom was like a slut.
Right.
You're like,
right.
You are lying. And he's like, dude, I'm not lying. My friend told me he saw Rob Halford making out with a guy in the Black Knight. And I was like, no, that's impossible. Rob Halford is the king of rock. He can never do this. So the Black Knight was where – did you ever hear this story about the Black Knight, Fitzy?
Well, I've seen the photos.
What?
Well, there's a photo of the Kickax guys with Halford on that tour they did together.
Oh, Kickax and Judas Priest.
Yeah.
It always goes back to
Just
Kickax.
Just Halford with the guys. With
okay.
One of the Guilford
So was
brothers.
He making out with Victor Large or
something? Well, I wasn't there. I don't know.
Okay.
But is that really a story? Like, so
well, I don't know. But the point is, it's like
that's
at the
when
time –
Large.
Whenever I hear the Black Knight, I always think like Rob Halford making out with a guy, which you could not believe. And then you look back on it, it's like, of course he was making out with a guy.
It's
of course.
It's really the root of all our fantasies right there. Yeah, it really explains everything. No one can hear this, but we're all naked.
Even Brian.
You can't hear them. Right.
Even Brian.
Yeah.
Talking about hockey.
Brian's got a business to run. He gets this. But the Black Knight to me was always like that mythical place. I never went to the Black Knight. Knew nothing about it other than the fact that apparently Halford made out with a guy at the Black Knight.
See, that's a new story to me. So
you never heard this before.
Wouldn't you love to know who the other dude was? Though that'd be the most interesting thing. Yeah.
Well, it was me. So
which is a bit creepy because you were 50.
Not even. Yeah. 14. We used to go. So let me ask you guys this. So we went to what's the place by the Viscount Gort? There was a hotel there, and we would go to hang out and wait to meet Judas Priest at this hotel that was by the Viscount Gort. Did you guys used to go wait by hotels to meet bands?
Airport. Always. I would always go to the airport.
To wait at the actual airport?
Yeah, I met AC/DC, Who Made Who tour.
Shut up! At the airport when they came off the plane?
Winnipeg Airport. They walked right by my friend Brad Bailey and I.
Brad Bailey! Shout out to Brad Bailey.
And, absolutely.
So, who did you see?
I talked to Angus, I talked to Brian, I talked to Malcolm. Or other bands?
Hold on. No, hold on a second.
That's
I'm going to throw a flag on the plane. You talked to Angus?
Yeah.
What did you say to him?
we just walked through, and they were. It wasn't that like they just came down. You know, it's like, a small airport.
Right.
It wasn't
you want to like, go make we out at the Black Knight?
The thing was, we were the only people that knew who they were in the airport. It's Winnipeg.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, our small town. You know, people could walk. Around.
Different world back then.
Exactly.
Yeah, true.
So, did you remember actually saying hi to Angus?
There was there was a limo up front, and we brought our little albums over to them, and they signed them. They went in the car, and they signed our albums. You know, like sticking their hands out of the limo. But we hung out. There's photos to prove.
There's photos to prove it.
So crazy.
Do you remember that Cliff Williams had a dink bass?
What?
A dink bass.
Like shaped like?
No.
Oh,
here's
boy.
The thing, okay?
This is a Black Knight thing.
This is the most homoerotic conversation
we've had. No, it's not. This is a true story. So I remember I bought the Who Made Who tour program.
Right.
1986. Who was the opening band for that?
Queensryche.
I love you guys.
Who were
my best friends?
Who opened
right
with New Regal because they were on
Regal,
that
whole they had
Lestat themed.
Yes, with
album.
The Lestat and the
Noir Regal. Yeah,
thank you. What did you say?
Noir Regal.
No, oh sorry, the Noir Regal. We're from Canada. It's the New Regal, eh?
Yeah, exactly. New
Regal. So they had like the fancy coiffed hair. Mm-hmm.
It was just like what was that era called?
Rage for Order.
Rage for Order.
Yeah.
When they did the Lisa Dalbello, Canadian.
Nice.
Gonna get close to.
Gonna get close to. Blooming. Lisa
Dalbello.
That was
a killer version,
she had a
dude.
Huge hit. Yeah. A bunch of hits
that
in
was,
Canada.
And the Queensryche version's really close to the.
I like it.
Right.
The Lisa.
But
Dalbello
was that was ever a hit on that record?
They made a video for it.
I thought it was The Whisper was the hit for that.
Queensryche.
Lynn Lake.
Yeah.
I remember.
You guys like Queensryche?
Okay.
How about Inxus?
And ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
ZZ's dead, baby. So I bought the program for Who Made Who, okay? And if you look through it, and back in those days, and this was a big thing in the 80s, was the band programs.
Yeah, for real.
And you would buy it, and you would open it up, and there was like a big picture of Angus playing guitar.
Yeah.
Big picture of Malcolm. Big picture of Brian Johnson. And then a big picture of Cliff Williams, and he's sitting there. He had super blonde dyed hair, same hair that he has now, but it was dyed blonde.
Yeah, right.
And he had a bass. And the frets on the bass, and Kernsey, you're a bass player, so you would know
what frets are.
It might be like my dink bass, but go on.
frets on the bass were a cock and balls. And I'm not joking. I could Google it right now.
They were cotton balls?
Yeah, cock.
Oh, cock and balls. I'm sorry.
Carry on.
I'll show myself out. So it was 3, 5, 7. We know we're all bass players here. Well, you and I are.
And he had a cock and balls on it.
Yes. So 3 was a cock and balls. 5 was a cock and balls. 7 was a cock and balls. And I remember telling my friend, yeah, Cliff Williams is a dink bass. And his reaction was the same as your guys. Just, what? He doesn't have a dink bass. Dude, I'm telling you.
He was making out with Rob Halford.
He has a dink bass. And lo and behold, we go to the show. And we see, I'm like, dude, look at that right there. Take your binoculars, because we all have binoculars back in the day. Zoom in on the bass, and you'll see the ding frets. And I was proven right.
And you've seen this in, like, you've Googled this since then?
Well, he had the tour program.
Are you still
the tour program.
You're still denying me.
I would
listen, love when this show is done, go Google it, and you will find the Cliff Williams ding bass.
I just want to see Cliff's cock and balls.
Hey, just, on his bass.
Let's Google it now while we're all naked.
Just to clarify. Dink is only a word in Canada.
Is that true? Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it probably is. It's probably only a prairie word.
They don't
actually
know. Like, you can ask any Brian.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Dink. You don't know what a dink is?
No, so funny.
Exactly.
No, I just
Googled Cliff Williams dink bass and nothing came out.
And this is the last time you will Google
just
that.
Just clarifying.
So, Brian, you're from SoCal, right?
He Googled that.
Yes, sir. Los Angeles.
So you're not familiar with the term dink?
No.
Dink would be a peni.
Oh, okay.
A wiener,
I figured that out.
A horn.
After,
a dangler.
After you mentioned what it was.
The cock and balls cut through there.
Your hammer.
Okay.
Yeah. I Googled.
So
I
understand. Listen, I'm going to find the dink bass and send it to you, Mr. Brian Slagle.
I'm still looking for it, but okay, I'm using
Googling.
Dick bass now.
No,
dick
look,
bass
look, for help, yeah. Look for cock and balls bass. Maybe that would help better.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, so the last time we were here. We had a huge successful podcast about Canadian rock show, but we haven't not even delved into the Canadian Canadiana. Basically, did you find something?
It's a fish.
Okay.
What? Is that it?
No, it's not. It's a fish base. It's not like
Williams?
Dick base. It's a fish base. Okay. So you grew up in Lynn Lake. We've got three Canadians.
And Lanigan, Saskatchewan.
Lanigan. Sorry, I keep saying Lynn Lake. I'm sorry.
I did live in Lynn Lake as well. You read my book.
I listened to your interview with Sally Steele.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She'd be like, what's Lynn Lake?
Okay, so here's the thing. So we talked about rock and roll. Let's talk about the TV shows that led us to rock and roll, or the TV shows that we watched.
Strictly
Canadian TV shows.
Okay.
So when I think about rock and roll in Canada, in Winnipeg, it was, what was it with Terry, not Terry David Mulligan? Was
Good Rockin' Tonight.
Yeah, Good Rockin' Tonight with Terry David Mulligan.
It was like late night kind of, what time was it on? I feel like it was late.
It was
Friday nights at like 11:30 or something.
Was it that late?
It was like a music video program back, because we didn't have MTV really.
Right, no, so Terry David
Mulligan wasn't around.
Or as he called himself, TDM.
TDM. Who was a mounted police in Regina? He was an RCMP in Regina.
Terry David Mulligan was an RCMP?
Yeah, for real.
And then moved to Vancouver and became a video jock?
I think he, I think he got into like radio and TV in Saskatchewan and then he caught on. And he's in crazy shit, dude. He's in like The Accused with Jodie Foster. I swear to God.
TDM is not in The Accused with Jodie Foster.
Brian? I'll bet you $50 right now. He is the cop. He's the cop in that movie. And he's in tons of TV shows. If you go back and watch old 21 Jump Streets, he appears like four times as different characters.
Was that filmed in Vancouver?
Yeah. The Accused.
Wow.
And you know who else is in that? You remember the drummer for Hardcore Logo? You guys remember that movie, Hardcore Logo?
Oh, yeah.
Great Canadian film.
Yeah.
The drummer, pipe fitter, I can't remember the actor's name. He is one of the kids in...
So he was he was not really a drummer. He was an actor.
He's an actor.
Because we're talking about Hugh from
Hugh
Headstones.
Dylan from Headstones, yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, that's a great movie, actually. It's one of those ones I always recommend for friends. And they often always think, is that a real band? That's like even more convincing.
And that was directed by Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall.
Bruce McDonald. That's a different
Different.
Hey, and Billy Talent got their name from the movie.
Billy Talent.
That was the name of the band.
The guitar player's name was Billy Talent.
So here's my biggest memory about TDM, Terry David Mulligan. He was interviewing Motley Crue, and this is like 1984.
Okay.
And he asks the guys, he asks Nikki Sixx in particular, so what's important to you? And Nikki's like, what do you mean, TDM? He's like, he goes, girls? And I remember Nikki just chewing this giant wad of gum. Oh, yeah, we love girls. rock and roll? Oh, yeah, we love rock and roll. And then TDM goes, food?
Wow.
Think
outside
like,
the box.
I guess. Is food important to you? You rock and roll lunatic.
Like Too Fast for Love.
Motley Crue. Oh, this is like early Shout at the Devil.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like they're high on heroin.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So is it rock and roll? Yeah.
So food really isn't that important.
Food is like we don't even know what food is, right?
Do you remember who replaced Terry David Mulligan?
No.
Stu Jeffries from Z99 in Regina.
See, another Regina.
Not Z99.
So explain the difference between Z and Z.
Well, Z is actually technically in England. They still say Z.
So Z and is an Canada. English thing?
Yeah, it's weird.
And Z is the American thing.
I guess. Yeah, I don't really actually know the ins and outs of it. But when we were in England once, I go, do you say Z or Z? And they said Z. And I was like, oh, there you go. And I looked around and no one cared.
Similar to right now.
No, that's true because there was a new wave of British heavy metal band called A to Z.
What?
We called them A to Z in America. I went to England and I said, you have an A to Z album? And they looked at me like, what? And then eventually somebody said, you mean A to Z? I go, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have it here.
Because Slagle knows everything about the new wave of British heavy metal.
Yeah, so
he's like, him and Lars are like the kings of the new wave of British heavy metal. The most obscure new wave of British heavy metal band that you like.
Most obscure?
Yeah.
Saxon.
No, that's not obscure,
that's
though.
That's obscure. It's obscure to us.
Everyone loves Sapsky.
Band called Mithra. They had one EP out that was really good.
Mithra?
Yeah.
That's not to be confused with Mothra by Anvil.
Correct. No, Mothra.
M-I-T-H-R-A. Mothra.
Awesome.
Google that right now.
Right now. Chrissy, Google it. So we've got TDM, but the best one was in Winnipeg, Terry Klassen.
Terry, well, that was an offshoot from a very famous radio station we had in Winnipeg. Because
City FM?
City FM was sort of like the architect of a lot of DJs that came from Winnipeg that moved on to bigger things.
Okay.
So Terry Klassen was the original host and JJ. Remember, there's a guy named JJ?
Yeah.
That's the first. Okay, so this radio station, City FM, had a TV show playing videos.
It's City Vision.
City Vision. It's the first place I saw the Looks That Kill video.
Wow.
That blew my mind.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I literally was, you know, watching it, and that the second I saw Tommy Lee spinning his sticks, it was like, holy shit.
Because it was different then. You couldn't just go on YouTube and watch a video or whatever. No. You had to wait. Like, we would wait.
For real.
By the TV, and like, oh my gosh, please. Okay, City Vision's
on.
You sit
through some bullshit.
Oh, it's like, they're like Dal Bello, like, here's like Zappacosta, and here's like...
straight up Canadian action going on there.
Woo. Black cars look better in the shade. You know, and just waiting. And then suddenly it would be like, oh my gosh. I remember I saw Kick-Ax in City Vision.
Yeah.
Who is this? That's not what we're playing right now, whatever he said, the janitor, right? Yeah. So that was
the thing. That's Kick-Ax.
Yeah, that's Kick-Ax. So you would wait for these bands to come on and just be praying, and they would come on. So I remember one time we went to a career symposium, which is like a you have to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Those are things that I know you, Chris, you and I always went to and went, well, I already know what I want to do with my life.
Right. We want to rock.
But
I want to make out with Rob Halford.
At the Black Knight. Man, it's going on. It's going on. Man, it's being the bomb. Falling out. It's going on.
Anyway.
So I go to this career symposium, and Terry Klassen is there. And Klassen is super awesome Canadian name, Klassen. It's like really Mennonite. It's like kind of a Mennonite name.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a prairie name.
Which is kind of German or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
so. Klassen.
Terry Klassen.
Terry Klassen. Terrence.
So he goes, so they show Bryan Adams' Run to You video, right? Mm-hmm. And they play it, and then it's done, and then there's like all of us kids just waiting, begging to get on TV. Please let us on TV. And so Terry Klassen comes back, and that was Bryan Adams' Run to You here on City Vision. And he has his microphone, and he looks right at me. And I'm wearing a blue down-filled...
He's still wearing this, by
winter
the way.
Jacket, right? Right. And I'm wearing an Iron Maiden baseball shirt.
Oh, cool.
And I've got hair like a total bowl cut, like, sure, you know, a little bit of body
ago?
To it. Yes. Yeah. This is actually in 1999. And he goes, so what do you think about Bryan Adams? And puts the microphone right in my face.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I'm like, he's all right. like Bryan Adams, like, whatever. He's okay.
And then you lost your Canadian passport for that?
Dude. All the metal kids for about 3 months were like, oh, you like Bryan Adams.
Like Bryan Adams.
You think Bryan Adams is cool. You think Bryan Adams is all right. I didn't say he was cool. I said he was all right. Dude, I was shut down completely.
Oh, no.
Because of my appearance on City Vision with Terry Klassen. And
yeah,
my
what were you supposed to say?
What do you say?
You're politically like standing there in front of a camera.
I know, in front of hundreds of hundreds of people watching.
Exactly.
On online.
I'd be like saying something terrible about the Prime Minister or something.
They say I don't like Trudeau.
Terry David Mulligan.
So that was our thing. So tell us some more local TV or normal TV of Canadian. Because
There was Video Hits as well. That was in the afternoon.
Oh, was that with Dan?
After school.
Dan Gallagher.
Samantha Taylor.
Samantha Taylor. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Good call.
And then she got replaced by
Stu Jeffries. No, Stu Jeffries was on there too.
Was
he there too? Yeah, that was like
Stu Jeffries. It was the heavy set. What was it?
Dan Gallagher.
The base, the fat guy.
Yeah.
Dan Gallagher.
So funny.
Awesome,
he wore hockey jerseys.
But Dan also had the Power Hour on.
Yeah.
Eventually, on Much Music.
He was a Much Music guy.
He was one of the hosts, which was, I mean, they had several hosts on the Power Hour.
The first time I played Toronto was Rock and Roll Heaven. In the Age of Electric, and Dan came, and we were like, no way. You know,
Dan Gallagher, Dan Gallagher.
He was like, totally cool to us, and like, you guys are great. And we did the Video Hits thing years later. We appeared on Video Hits, and it was Dan Gallagher with special guest Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall, right?
Wow.
And, like, and it was totally nuts. We were like, what? Really?
Yeah.
It was like, and Scott was like, had already done like Larry Sanders and stuff, so he was like next level.
So he was already like kind of like super like dry.
Oh,
because I did a show.
He had
with Scott.
No idea who we were. And was
right,
really
and not even trying to care about who
he didn't
you
care.
Are.
He's just asking like questions, like, you know, weird.
He like peacocks.
Yeah.
Well, I did a show with Scott Thompson, and the only thing he cared about was that he had to have a mustache.
That's hilarious.
I need a mustache. Okay, Scott, we have some spirit gum and a furry thing.
Right.
Yeah. As long as I have a mustache. And then, like, did not know anything about the script.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, just did not give a shit, right?
Scott Thompson is way through it.
Yeah, Scott Thompson is way through it. So it was Video Hits. And the other thing that was cool about it was Much Music because everyone's talking about MTV in that point, in that time frame. We never had that.
No, not at all.
In fact, not even, didn't even, not even know.
Somebody would have some kind of crazy
situation. Hey, we got to back up. We have to back up.
We had the
random families.
Okay, back
up, Fitzy. Back up.
Oh, he's going to back it up.
Back it up, back it up. Before all these shows, The New Music was a TV show.
Good call.
What was it called?
New Music.
The New Music out of Toronto.
That's before Much Music, guys.
That was, what's her name? She also did fashion TV.
Yeah, she ended up being, I think, the head of Much Music.
Who? Not Eric Dam.
Denise Donlan?
Yes.
Denise Donlan.
Wow.
And John.
Come on, this is the most important.
John Roberts?
Yes.
Who now, by the way, can I just say one thing about John Roberts? J.D. Roberts.
Yeah, it was J.D. Roberts originally.
Who is now a on-the-spot reporter for CNN named John Roberts.
Yeah.
And he is like, if there's like Hurricane Matthew, he's like standing like on the pier where the wind is blowing. This is the reporter, John Roberts, and I might die, but I'm just trying to do this for you. And I'm like, dude, you're J.D. Roberts.
And he's still super handsome and stuff.
He was so handsome.
He's dreamy.
He looked like Rick Springfield or something.
He did with the mullet, though.
Yeah, for real.
He had the best mullet thing. Yeah. So it was the New Music.
That was pre-Much Music. But that was a... I remember
that
seeing like
New Music.
Him interviewing AC/DC.
AC/DC at Rock and Rio when they were hugest.
Yes.
When Fly on the Wall, they're like... They're showing over.
Fly on the Wall was not the hugest.
No, but...
But they're playing Rock and Rio was huge.
Right. 85. It was AC/DC. Huh?
They flew JD down to Rio. Oh wow! Yeah.
They were. He was.
Who's got the budget?
I have it on my VHS,
dude. Oh, you know what? Lowry and I have done this at his house not long ago. Because I still have, and you mentioned City Vision. I have some old VHS tapes full of those Terry Clawson hosted shows.
Terry Clawson.
It's crazy. But we've gone to Lowry's house like a couple idiots on a Friday night.
Red Cup.
And we go and put the VHS tapes in and watch all these shows for real.
Never use my real.
Is it mostly Canadian content or is it?
Well, it's all stuff.
All we recorded.
Really? You didn't record like metal, like just like straight up like.
No, whatever. You know what else? Not to divert off the Canadian one, but there was that. What was that Friday Night Videos show?
Yep.
Yeah. Friday
Night Videos.
That's the first time I saw Kiss Ozzie without their makeup on.
Yes,
Ozzie that was on MTV.
I saw it on Friday Night Videos. I saw Lick It Up.
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
Ozzy were headline hosting. Friday night, we would be like sitting in front
Ozzy and Dr. Ruth are hosting?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. We have this.
There was a lot of Canadian shows that no one in the States knows about. And because when we grew up in Winnipeg, there was three basic channels. Yeah. CBC, CTV.
CTV.
CKND.
CKND.
CKY.
Is that like more of a like...
CKY.
Is that more of like a Winnipeg thing or...
We grew up in Winnipeg,
okay,
so it could be.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
They weren't in Lanigan.
Well, I had CICC and CKOS-TV from Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
From Yorkton! You had two.
That's the place, dude. You'd be sitting there, no way, the Flintstones are on. And you'd sit there and watch, like, it felt like it was like 5 minutes of anything. That's the Flintstones every day at noon on CK. You'd be like, it got me again. I watched half.
They show like an extended promo, right?
They just like, you know, like one of those stations is like, I don't know, just put that on and then say it's going to be on at noon. You're like, damn it.
All right, you guys know that I travel every week for AEW and I'm on the road for Fozzy as well. But I don't worry about appliances or any of the stuff at my house breaking down while I'm gone because we've got American Home Shield. And truthfully, I'm not a fix-it-myself guy anyway. So even if I was home and we had a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater, I'm not the one who's going to fix it. And unexpected breakdowns like that won't break your bank with American Home Shield warranty because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. You just choose a plan that works for you and your budget. And then when a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage in your agreement. Right now, you can get 20% off. Just go to ahs.com/Jericho and save that 20%. That's ahs.com/Jericho for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield, don't worry, be warranty. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home or building manufacturer.
Talk is Jericho.
So what was your favorite Canadian TV show? Because when we grew up, there was the CRTC, which is the Canadian
Content. What are the younger, like when you were younger, what are the ones you remember? Like the children's shows when you think about, like Mr. Dress Up?
Mr. Dress Up! Oh my gosh!
Friendly
Giant.
Which
is kind of like...
Chrissy likes it.
Mr. Dress Up is kind of like the Canadian Mr. Rogers.
Right. Yeah. Mr. Okay. He had glasses, yeah. And he had puppets.
His real name was... Yeah.
Casey Finnegan.
You know, it was a real trip on this, and I thought about this the other day because we talked about this, and I started thinking about that show, and I thought to myself, Casey could talk, but he didn't move. His mouth didn't move. He'd be like, oh, yeah, for real. I don't think he said for real.
He kind of.
And then Finnegan couldn't talk, but his mouth could move.
Right.
I was like, you should switch that up.
Casey kind of had like a Rick Emmett, like bowl cut.
he looked like a ginger cat.
He looked like Ahoff.
Yeah.
So yeah, Casey and Finnegan.
Finnegan was a dog.
Casey was the boy,
yeah.
And Finnegan was the dog, yeah. Right? And Mr. Dressup was a guy with
whose real name was Ernie Coombs.
How do you know that?
I don't know why I know that.
These are like...
Thank you, Chrissy.
Mr. Dressup had glasses, and he was like this children's host,
yep.
Who would... I'm going to put on my make-believe coat.
Where did he take his coats out of? He always had costumes in...
In a box. In the
the tickle trunk. Yeah. We laid them out. It's done. Good night, everybody.
Sally's Field.
I'll show myself out. The tickle trunk.
I swear to God, it was
okay, let's
trunk.
Talk about the ramifications.
And he would pull out a costume, and then him and sometimes there was somebody else would come over, and they'd like do some
but
kind
of.
There
was a lot
play.
Of weird people there.
There was a lot of crazy people.
We also had the Friendly Giant. That was
friendly
not
giant.
Mr. Dressup.
Friendly Giant was awesome.
That was a different guy, right?
What was the That's giraffe, Jerome, or something?
Dude, Friendly Giant was creepy,
yeah, but,
man.
But his boy was Rusty.
Rusty. What was Rusty? He was in like
Rusty
a pouch.
Was a rooster. He was a puppet.
His boy.
it was his Paul Schaefer.
So we had the Friendly Giant.
But the Friendly Giant was like a jam show. Like he would just be like this, hey, dude, and then we got some raccoons and cats and we're going to play some shit. And they would just like.
He'd always play like. And he would always get on the harp, like a jack.
The flute or like recorder.
He would remember get
it? And they used to move the furniture.
Yes,
at the start of the show.
They would have like he a giant dollhouse, and they would move the furniture. Yeah. Like you're gonna sit here, and you're gonna sit. And there's like a weird like, whistling going
one,
on,
and one for two to curl up in, or something like that.
Yeah, there's a double. Like you, me and you, Kearns, yeah. You could curl
right.
Up.
Curl up like, with the giant.
What are you?
And then, with the he's playing like a mouth harp, like Midnight Rambler.
And then the cat and the raccoon come in. And
there's so here's the thing. Like, we are really crazy weirdos in Canada because there was those guys and then there was Vignettes. You remember Vignettes?
Yeah, yeah. Those are the little clips they play. Like,
well, Vignette is actually like a little trailer, a little short. Yeah. And there was like nature vignettes, so they would show like here's a vignette.
It was like a hinterlands who's
hinterland,
the spotted owl, some bullshit like that.
This is the shit we used to watch.
So Canadian.
And you just sit there like waiting for your show to start. Like, yeah. What's Gilligan's Island gonna be on?
Hinterlands who's who?
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then it was like
Suzuki and
David Suzuki. The nature of things.
Nature.
Oh my gosh.
Nature of things.
David Suzuki and Nature can suck my wiener. I hate that guy.
It was.
It was like a weird kind of half Japanese, half Canadian cat. And he was like.
A scientist, essentially.
He was a scientist, was he?
Yeah,
what would
he
do? What would he do?
I don't know, but he's going to fight you.
He would.
This weekend, Chris Jericho versus David Suzuki.
Oh, listen, Suzuki. I will take.
I see you, Suzuki.
I will take you on anytime, any place, anywhere. So Suzuki was like kind of a half Japanese, half Canadian cat. And he would always tell you, it's like the nature of things with David Suzuki. And he'd be like, today we're going to look at a stream and there's rocks in the stream. There's pebbles and the stream.
Yeah, it was super scientific stuff.
Right, very scientific
nature-y
stuff.
Type stuff.
Nature-y type stuff. Right, exactly. Which would not be confused
but
with
the other children's shows. Because I talked about this with a few friends. Like the Polka Dot Door was a Canadian one, too.
Yeah. Hey, what friends did you talk about this with besides us?
Just me and the ones in my head.
are you doing another podcast?
You shut up. It was the other podcast I did earlier about Canadian. So,
damn, Sally Steele, she got us again.
Sally Steele.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know. What about the
hilarious House of Frightenstein?
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Come on.
From Hamilton, Ontario.
And you know
what?
That was in the States, too.
Vincent Price?
Brian, did you ever see that show?
Was Vincent Price really involved in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, dude, he totally was.
What? I remember that now.
Yeah. Was doing things.
Yeah, exactly.
He was
outdoors banging chicks. We were inside watching.
Watching. But the cool thing about Hilarious House of Frankenstein, it was one guy, essentially.
Yeah. Billy Van.
Billy Van. And he played the librarian. He played the wolfman. He played...
The Oracle.
He played
Griselda, the Count. The Ghastly Gourmet.
Ghastly Gourmet.
He played the Count.
Yeah. Yeah. The Count. Yeah, yeah. That's the show. Just the other day, Fitz and I were talking about, you know, the first time we were doing this thing, and we were talking about the first song you ever heard. And I said, I heard Jumpin' Jack Flash as played by the Wolfman on that show.
What?
He was supposed to be a play of the Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack, right.
I am the Wolfman. And then they'd play a song like, I don't know, Magic Carpet Ride or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they would dance, and it would be like, but they would play like real stuff, like, and they played Jumpin' Jack Flash.
And he would dance with like this weird psychedelic keyboard stuff in the back.
The other guy was this big dude who was painted green.
Green, yeah.
Igor. And Dr. Petvet, that was the other.
Dr. Petvet.
And here's the thing. So Billy Van was the actor.
Yeah.
And all of us, and then Slayer, like, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
Everybody's saying that right now.
For us, in Canada.
Just woke
and
up.
Listen, the only reason why we're doing this is because our last Canadian podcast was a huge runaway hit. Right. So you have to listen to this. So when you grew up in Canada, the hilarious House of Frankenstein was a standard to where you would turn it on Saturday morning, and there would be this show where all of these skits would take place and all of this weird stuff would happen. And like you said, they would play music.
Real.
And I remember, like, it was not Magic Carpet Ride, but what's the other song they have?
It was a Deep Purple song.
It was like, suck me, Sue. And whatever it was, something like that. And you guys will hit me up on the Twitter and you'll hear this. And Wolfman Jack is dancing. Suck me, Sue. I think it's like the other song by Steppenwolf. It's not Born to Be Wild or Magic Carpet Ride.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is going on here?
They played a lot of like deep cut, like deep hard cut rock, shit. Like acid rock.
Like acid rock.
Yeah, you would have called
it. Yeah, but that was early 70s when that show came out. It was way ahead of its time.
But they're selling it to us. Like we're like 9-year-old kids.
It's Billy Van's fault, really.
Yeah, it is. Yes, like you guys are saying it's acid rock. Yes, it is.
But they're
selling it to us
children
10 years later.
Again, this is way before Vincent Price was on there, way before Michael Jackson made him famous.
Yeah.
Like, people don't believe that he was.
The real Vincent Price was on there as, like, the reader of,
and
like.
The narrator. Yeah.
Like, the narrator,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So well, you would have.
He was already, like, an established horror movie guy.
Right.
But he must have been, like, what's this? His agent's like, there's a guy up in Canada. I don't know. Vincent's like, two questions. What does it pay? How long do I have to stay in Hamilton, Ontario?
This guy Brian from Metal Blade just said, hey, I got a great gig for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You have 3 hours of filming for like, $10,000.
Done.
I'm there. Done.
I think he did wing most of that. Like, they did it in a very short span where Vincent Price, you know, like, it wasn't like that show was taping for years and years. I think he just did a
run. Right, but nobody gets this. Like,
whatever happened to Billy Van?
No,
his image is on there too. Yeah,
it's not like just a voice. He had his like
Billy Van.
No, Vincent Price.
Oh yeah, it was his face. Yeah,
Billy
Van
had famous commercials for some booze or like a beer or something.
Vincent
you Google no Billy Van.
Billy Van.
I don't remember that. See, here's the thing: because you had Billy Van, and then you had John Byner with Bizarre.
Right.
So,
but Byner wasn't Canadian, was he? Does anybody know this?
I think he was.
The show started in Chicago, and then moved to Toronto because it was so popular in Canada.
John Byner used to be on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah,
right. What?
He did a lot of Sullivan. Yeah.
Yes.
So Bizarre was kind of the Canadian version of Saturday Night Live, where like there'd be like this kind of sketch comedy
stuff.
Isn't
that where Super Dave Osborne came from?
That's where Super Dave Osborne
came from. And John Byner was the guy who's in
Super Dave Osborne?
Super Dave. Of course I know Super Dave.
If Slay knows him. Well, then what do we know? But Super Dave Osborne was like this crazy stuntman who could do all these wacky tricks.
But
and he started on really Bizarre with John Byner. It was John Byner. What was Super Dave Osborne's real name? Anyone?
I don't know, but he's in
Dave.
He's in tons of things.
Like, he's in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He plays his cousin or something.
He plays himself.
He was just on Kimmel not that long ago as well.
Is he Canadian?
No, Super Dave Osborne? I have no idea. I don't think so.
I think he's like a New York guy or something like that.
Oh, so he just crossed the border?
He's another one of those. I mean, if Byner was American, I'm sure they just had all kinds of guys, kind of, you know, comedian.
But Byner was not American.
I'm quite sure he was.
Chrissy, look it up.
America, though. I mean, I remember watching, and that's where I saw first time saw because it was a John Byner show.
You know Bizarre?
I know John Byner. I don't know if the show was Bizarre.
How do you know John Byner though?
Because he had a show in the U.S. that we used to watch all the time, late night show.
There you
and
go.
That was
maybe
where Super Dave Osborne.
It's probably just Bizarre with a different name in the U.S.
I don't think it was called Bizarre though.
But that's the thing. Listen, we don't even know.
Oh, you know what? Who are the other two guys that just came into me? Wayne and Schuster.
Wayne and Schuster.
Dude.
New York.
Byner's from New York.
I'm quite sure. He was like,
so Wayne and Schuster is like.
Those guys were Canadian.
Oh my God. They had the end of the show was like
They had a song.
Au revoir, pour chance, goes on. Yeah.
So long, goodbye. I forgot about that. Wow. What a
trip. I remember that. Like, so that was another CBC show.
They were like two comedian guys who would do specials like a couple of
Frank
years. Frank like.
Schuster and
Wayne. Schuster.
Sorry, Johnny Wayne and Frank Schuster. Both
Slippy,
of them dead
Slippy Wayne and...
Au revoir, prochaine. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, yeah. Au revoir, goodbye. Totally. Yeah, yeah.
And then the Irish Rovers, of course, there's
hold
that.
Hold on a second. Oh. Hold on a second, Kearns. You can't
who are actually Irish guys living in Canada.
You can't just throw the Irish Rovers out.
I'm just saying, you got Americans moving up there, taking good jobs from hardworking Canadians. And then the Irish come over.
Who was the Irish Rovers' biggest hit?
Oh,
they had a big one.
Well, it depends.
Oh, come on. Wasn't that a party?
Yeah.
Could have
been the whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
Might have been the gin.
Could have been the 2, 4, 6 pack. I don't know, but look at the shape I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I want to die. Tell me, oh, me, oh, my. Wasn't that a party?
Oh, my God. No one's listening. But, and they also did that one about
the unicorn.
Grandma get running over by a reindeer.
What's the unicorn song? Is that the Irish Rovers?
The the mall was the unicorn. There were green alligators and long-necked geese.
Some Humpty Macdonalds and some chimpanzees.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
I have not thought about the unicorn song for 30 years.
But you know it.
I know it.
See?
Wasn't that a party? It was like the biggest freaking song.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because you know why that was a big song? It was on Solid Gold.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
They played on Solid Gold. Like,
dude, the Irish Rovers were the shit at that time, man.
That's not a Canadian show. But
well, name
but
another
we
Canadian band.
Watch it.
Shit,
we used to watch it.
What's another Canadian band that the first time I saw them was on Solid Gold?
What?
Chilliwack.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Which one? Gone, 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 gone dude. That's like a Beach Boys song. There's they like were, wee- yeah. bunch of shit going
very
on.
Beatlesque harmonies.
Very Beatles, Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Jeff, what did you find? So look up Jeff. Just had to find first here.
Not important.
Okay. Thanks for taking Kearns's.
It was funny. The Irish Rovers are on tour in 2017.
What? No! Irish Rovers are still around.
Yeah. Could have been the whiskey. The Irish Rovers. Boys.
Might have been the gin.
Emerald Isle tour.
Could have been the 2-4-6 pack. I don't know, but look at the state I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Yeah. Tell me, oh me, oh my, wasn't that a party?
Dude, I saw those guys in Lynn Lake at like the community center, like one of those like this doesn't even have a name. They
okay,
even
name so what, so here's the thing: when we grew up, CBC was the big station.
They had a TV show on CBC, right?
They did. Yeah. The Irish Rovers did. But we're talking about BBC is a big thing in England, and CBC was the
Canadian
version of that because we are part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
To where when I remember this to this day, we used to have to sing "God Save the Queen" at the end of the day at school.
Mm-hmm.
You too, Fitzy?
Of course, yeah.
You too?
We did in the morning.
Of course, okay. I went to school down the street from you.
I know. So, apparently, Saskatchewan, you sang it before the school day.
Yeah. And the Lord's Prayer was like the real, like, full
right.
meal
you
deal.
Sang the Lord's Prayer?
No, he sang it. I wish I could think of it right now because I would
sing. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. My head is like a football.
I think I'm going to die.
Damn.
So, you would say it at the beginning of the day.
You know, I remember there being a real trip because I used to. I just remember like we would do like the God Save the Queen,
right.
And then there was like the Lord's Prayer, and then it was school. Now and I think kids just come in and like.
Well, for us, here's the thing. Here's the opposite for us.
This, of course, was in 1952.
Well, yeah, exactly. So yeah. We went to school the same age as Aaron.
Yeah, just kidding.
So for us, it was at the end of the day because I always remember.
Yeah.
You say God Save the Queen, and you say the Lord's Prayer, and you were like out of school, like. Just let me wow. get through this prayer.
Right.
Please, Lord, don't let me die during this prayer.
Right.
And you know, like, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Please let me get out of this school.
Right.
And I think it was part of the prayer, actually.
I think so.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Let me out of here immediately. Yeah.
Fitzy, am I right? It's at the end of the day.
I think it was the end of the day.
Really?
No, it was not.
Well,
thank you, Jeff.
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're so drunk right
He was in the most godless school there was.
he went to Sturgeon. Kick-Act played at his school.
Yeah, Jeff went Brian. To the... Yes. We don't want to call it the reject school.
We talked about that last podcast.
Really?
Yeah,
criminal.
Yeah.
Future criminals.
That's what So, that was always the thing.
Actually, there's a bad story at Jeff's high school.
And your sister went there.
My sister went there as well.
That's the bad
she
story?
Went to that school because she didn't want to go to my high school. But there's a story about somebody getting shot.
What?
Yes.
At your high school.
Surgeon.
You know your story?
Jesus.
Well, I'll let you say it.
No, you tell the story. No, it was your high school.
Nope.
He's not a good storyteller. You're better.
Well, if I remember it, but there was a kid that apparently loved Kiss. Loved the band Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for some reason...
How do you know this? You went to Lanigan.
No, I've heard this story.
He got ridiculed at school for liking Kiss. And he came into class one day, and this is way before Eddie Vedder wrote a song about it.
Jeremy is broken.
And he killed somebody in the classroom. At Sturgeon in Winnipeg at Jeff's school. It was like 1975 or 76.
It was basically the... I Hate Mondays.
Oh, yeah. I Hate Mondays.
It was that theme of a song, yes.
So some... Were you at school at this point in time?
No, he wasn't at school
before
yet.
Before me.
Oh, yeah, many years before
the
you.
The same thing.
But it was a skid.
It's another...
it's another terrible.
Fits. It's your good, peaceful it's Fitz. Canadian.
See, we're lucky we went to the good... John Taylor and Westwood. Fitz, you went to John Taylor, went to Westwood.
Yeah, but we were not to be friends. Our high schools were not cool with each other.
Dude, bad news. Here's the thing, okay? Currency, I'm going to tell you.
But I didn't hate you.
Well, but you didn't know. You know I hated you? Here's the thing. We used to go to McDonald's and 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
So okay. McDonald's was kind of like to the right and 7-Eleven was to the left.
Not Tim Hortons?
No, Tim Hortons. And all the cats would hang around. It's like, what do you want to do? I'll meet you at 7-Eleven, dude. And we go there.
Right.
And all the Westwood cats would go there. And they say 7-Eleven was great and whatever. And there was McDonald's.
Sev.
I'll meet you at Sev.
Yeah, we call it Sev.
Or I'll meet you at Mickey D's. Yep. Right, and talking about the drummer King Diamond, Miriam, and I was like, we used to go there, and I remember seeing like Warren Rumpel was my friend, and the drummer in my band. Fitz is here. I hate Fitz, and we used to hate Fitz. Why? Because he had the best hair. You have awesome hair now.
No, I'm just glad I still have hair.
Yeah, exactly. But back then, you had long hair and spandex pants. He looked like...
He's still wearing them now.
He looked like a teenage dream, man.
Dude, I just wanted to look like Kit-Kax because all those guys had spandex too. Come on. Our boy George Kristen always had the killer spandex.
Man, but you always looked so cool. We used to hate you, man.
Believe me, I wasn't cool.
Oh, dude, you don't think so? We used to go, I was like, oh, there's Fitz. He looks cool. He's got long black hair.
Here's the thing. I used to see Jericho at AWA wrestling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at the show.
Yep. I'd see you either front row at a concert at the same arena.
Did you hate me too?
No. I was like, that's a guy from Westwood. You know, like, it was... Hey, you didn't hang out with...
I was warped by Warren Rumpel. He made me hate you, and it was not right.
I always waited outside the Black Knight for Fitz. In his tight...
It's going by the bomb, it's going by the scene, it's all falling out.
Better bing, 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 bing.
The fucking banjo. What are you seeing? You seeing the band? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Talk is Jericho.
So let's sing some more CBC shows. So I'll be honest, Beachcombers.
Oh, yes.
Beachcombers.
I just had a long conversation.
That was the theme?
There's something like that. I had a conversation with Stacey Blades from LA Guns is Canadian. Of course, that's the one he always brings up.
He was not born Stacey Blades, though.
No, he was born...
George McKenzie.
He was born...
Jordy McKenzie.
Fred and Wilma Blades named him Stacey. But it's Bruno Gerussi was the star.
He was the star. And by the way, if you guys don't know, and you can go Google this, Bruno Gerussi in the 70s was like freaking like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Now, he was the shit, man. Yeah. Smooth operator. Big medallion.
Oh,
hairy chest.
Yeah. 70s style.
So he was the Canadian Burt Reynolds, really.
He was like, that's mustache. Like, I loved Bruno Gerussi.
And he had his own show.
Cooking with
Celebrity Chef or something, wasn't it called? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Like, I don't remember.
It was called Cooking with Bruno Gerussi. Remember this?
Like that. And it was like, I think it was called Celebrity Chef. And he would just have like, I don't know who the f***
The celebrities were
David Suzuki and Terry Classen. David Mulligan was on that shitty wazoo. Lars.
I think I'm correct on that.
You're right.
But it was like...
It's that top Jeff.
I was just in Vancouver walking around Granville Street, and Bruno has a star right there on Granville Street. Yeah, Bruno.
Interesting. They have a Granville Canadian.
Yeah, TDM has one as well.
What?
Yeah.
Are you on it?
Fuck no.
Wait. Hey, we didn't touch on this yet. Hey, Todd, have you ever been in a movie?
Yes,
I've a Canadian been in a movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
what movie is that?
Was Honey, I Shrunk the...
Honey, I Shrunk the Penis.
That was the adult movie.
Yeah, that was the adult film I was in.
I saw the movie in Granville.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
On Golden Blonde. I saw you, man. What was your movie, Todd?
You saw my best side.
Yeah. I saw your Jesus scene.
I was in a film called Horsey back in...
Horsey?
Jesus, I don't even remember what year that was. It was between 95, 96.
Was there any other like known Canadian actors in the movie?
No, but Nickelback had, before Nickelback took off, had a song called Fly, I think it was, on the soundtrack.
Huh.
And it was like a bunch of Vancouver bands and stuff like that. I'm trying to think. Oh, my friend Ryan Robbins was in the film, and he's gone on to be like a proper actor. I'll be watching shows going, hey, that's Ryan Robbins. Or like different. He was in like Warcraft. No, what's that one called? World of Warcraft.
Oh, so Ryan Robbins is either an actor's name or like a guy in Alice Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan Robbins is like, you have the perfect name to go on continuing acting.
In showbiz.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's a really great dude.
So what were your lines in your movie?
Well,
get your damn hands off her.
It's one of those classic things of like, well, we're looking for someone with long black hair and tattoos. You know, I know a guy.
You don't have tattoos.
I have lots of tattoos.
Oh, that's the point. That time.
Oh, then, yeah, I had tattoos. Okay. I think it was just kind of like, you know, the character I played was actually it was an interesting thing because I know the brother of the character that I was based on because the character dies in the film. Ooh. From a heroin overdose. So it was kind of like
method.
Yeah, I was like, so I just did heroin. Roll the camera.
So we're talking about... Okay,
man,
so
this was not on CBC. I don't know why we got...
Well, that's bullshit, man.
Yeah.
So we got CBC, we got Beachcombers, and there is...
And that show, really quickly, was about... It was filmed on Gibson's... is it? No, in Gibson's, the city.
Which is where you live.
No, that Gibson's was a city... It was a town on the island in Vancouver Island. And
lives
it was
there?
And the Beachcombers...
Oh, Devin Townsend lives in Gibson.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
Devin
told us that tonight.
Wow. Yes. You know what's so funny? When I first moved to Vancouver, I moved into Devin's apartment.
What?
Yeah. I was like, I took over his apartment from his...
He said he's never met you, but he knows about you.
Yeah, we've met. But that was 30 years ago.
Sorry? Yeah. Jeff is going...
There's a little bit of correction there. But yes.
Yeah.
He knows Todd.
Okay, we'll edit that.
Are you drunk, Jeff?
No. He's pretty drunk.
Jeff's been... He's driving this whole thing. But the point of Beachcombers was they were like... I guess it was like about lumber or something, wasn't it? I mean, like, it seems like a bizarre
just
thing to make
logging.
A show about.
A lot of logging.
They would go down the beach and they would
and
pick
everybody
up
was wearing
driftwood.
Their Alberta dinner jacket.
And there was a guy named Bruno Gerussi's character was Nick Adonidas.
keep going.
A real reach. They made him
who
play,
was the heel?
They made him play another Greek character.
Right, who's the heel? Relic
was the bad guy. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of like
legendary character.
He was kind of like the Mr. Leahy of the whole, like, he was
No, but he had a really tight toucan.
Yeah, yeah.
And was super pissed off at the world.
Yeah.
Relic. You know, and go ahead.
You know what's so funny is you have to do some research on this, but I'm 100% sure that he ended up being like on one of the X-Files.
What?
Like, that guy, I swear. I think I was like, I remember like back in the day, you know, the X-Files was filmed in Vancouver, and I was like, and you'd see like, I'm pretty sure TDM probably was on that too, but and I'd be like,
I
that's
think
fucking
TDM
Relic.
Was in the X-Files.
I think he was, yeah.
Okay, listen, anybody out there, we want you to Google Relic and find out if he was on the X-Files.
From the Beachcombers.
Yes.
You're probably going to have to do Beachcombers, then look for the name Relic, then find out what the actor's name.
Hold on.
You know what? I just, never mind.
Here's my favorite thing. There was a, what's the correct nomenclature? First Nation cat. Called Jesse Jim.
Yeah.
Jesse Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was kind of a skinny fat guy.
Yeah.
And I was always like, dude, he's like kind of always chubby. And he had like a Canadian tuxedo, which is jeans and a jean shirt.
Like a lumberjack kind of thing.
Yeah. But dude, I used to love the Beachcombers, but I used to hate it too. Here's the reason why. Because the Beachcombers were coming out about 10 o'clock on Sunday night. And when it ended at 10:30 Sunday night.
Right.
Time for bed.
Oh.
School.
Right. So as soon as that ending theme comes,
for those of us parents, we used to have to go to bed.
Had to go to bed. Yeah.
There was a lot of other Canadian TV shows as well. Good Canadian game shows. My favorite was The Definition.
Oh yeah! Damn. Austin Powers. They used the music.
They stole the Definition theme song.
Yeah.
From Definition.
I don't remember the purpose or the premise of that.
Well, your host was Jim Perry.
Jim Perry,
and
right?
He always got like pushed out on stage to be like, "Here's your host, Jim Perry," and like, someone's like, "Whoa, hey guys, wow, I wasn't ready for that. How are you?" And the big prize was a set of encyclopedias.
That's so funny, dude. So that's 70s. Such a Canadian thing to win.
Oh, it's educational. Make sure they get something educational.
If you won Game Show Definition,
Encyclopedia Britannica,
you would get a full set of encyclopedias. Okay, Mr. Slagle's here. Hold on.
Real quick, breaking internet news.
Okay, here we go.
Relic, the actor, was named Robert Clothier.
Was he in the X-Files? And
he was in two episodes of the American series The X-Files.
Wow, Robert Clothier.
Is he still alive? Is he
good
still
call.
Oh, damn, dude.
Oh, wow. Well, listen.
Let's take a step back and go, Relic was his name. What a strange thing.
Robert Clothier, we love you, man. Yeah, man. You're a good guy. We remember you.
And we want to thank Uber for bringing Brian back for this conversation.
Yeah, he's saving the day.
I'll see you tomorrow when I'm in a Bronco game and they'll
We don't talk about that.
Okay, so.
Well, what about the Littlest Hobo? Let's talk about that.
Wow. Can anybody give us a theme, Chrissy? Anybody?
About the police dog that used to save kids.
Well, yeah, like the police dog that would save kids. We'll have the theme go.
Crap. Hang on. We're going to find it.
Is
that a CBC show, though?
Was CTV.
Brian, CTV?
So this is about. So Little Sobo was a dog.
He was a dog, and he would go from town to town and like save people. Basically.
Yes, he would.
This is like a live action show, which was shot on like the cheapest stock of videotape you could ever find. Like
this was not a cartoon, shall we say?
It was a real dog.
This was an actual German Shepherd that would jump on a train.
Was he a German Shepherd? I thought he was a Husky. Is he a German Shepherd?
Well, doesn't matter. A big dog.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Sorry, a German Shepherd. Husky.
The Husky died at some point. They just kind of just put the German Shepherd in it.
Well, give us a theme on that.
He looks like a husky to me, dude.
We're going to put some theme in this.
The theme is in the tip of my tongue.
But nobody knows about this. Like, no. If you grew up in Canada, Little Sobo was huge. And once again,
German Shepherd.
And the theme would Little Sobo would travel across the country and have adventures on the train. Literally on the train, off the train.
Yeah, because he was a hobo.
Todd.
Is that term?
He was the littlest hobo.
Indigent. He was indigent. Littlest Hobo theme. I'm gonna call this thing up.
How about cartoons? What do we got?
Rock and Robin Hood.
That was my favorite.
Damn, dude. There's a place.
I want to hear the conspirators cover this. I swear I'll And while this is playing, there's matte shots of the Little Hobo just standing there.
Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Hey.
Hold on. Let me throw a flag in the play. There's no vibrato on the Little Hobo. Just keep moving on.
It's part of my live show that I do. It's a sad story.
You see Todd Dammit and the Andy Stars, they cover Little Hobo.
Little Hobo.
I'm moving up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to cartoons. What is it, Jeff?
But you know what the saddest part about the Little Hobo was? That dog got really messed up on heroin.
They were actually shooting heroin into his dog. Into his dog ass.
He was a total dick, that dog. He got all famous and became
I heard a lot of shit about him.
Yeah.
Bruno Gerussi used to tell me that
they'd fight. I did not get along with that dog.
Cartoons, Jeff?
Rock and Robin Hood.
Classic. Are those technically Canadian? Because I've always wondered this.
They have to be.
Because Hercules, which we've talked about before.
Canadian.
Hercules, hero song and story.
Hercules,
winner of ancient
and glory. That's going to be Canadian shit. Because I remember Rock and Robin Hood also had a theme.
Same kind of, same animation company.
Rock and Robin Hood, something like this.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, those are total Canadian.
What was the one with Daedalus and...
Daedalus, that's... No, that's Daedalus. That's still Hercules.
I used to think it was called Daedalus.
Neptune.
It had all those like
Herc, Herc.
That one guy, like the annoying pal, has
Newton, the little Newton. Yeah. Come on,
Newt. Newt. Hey, Fitz. Hey, Fitz. He was sitting there twice. Hi, Currents. Hi, Currents.
Yeah,
but that's Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Were those on like after school or something? Like, why were we subjected to it?
I think we saw it in the morning.
Oh,
hold on a second.
No. You, I would see in the morning.
You
Jeff,
saw.
And I'll tell you why I know this, because we would party all night.
Really? Like,
damn, dude, Hercules
You're
is
12,
on.
12, dude.
No, right. We're like, Hercules is on. This is later on, though.
Hold
yeah.
on a second. You would. Hold on. Kern says, growing up in Lanning, Saskatchewan, that Hercules and Rocket Robin Hood and Littlest Hobo.
Well, I can call my cousin
was
Sheldon.
Before, the before school. Whereas Fitzy and I and Jeff says that was all on after school.
It was at lunch.
I guess it probably,
it
they probably did play it a bunch of times.
Wait,
maybe at lunch.
Yes.
Lunch.
No, oh, no. Shit. I would. I was living close enough that you – and back
because
then –
you were in Winnipeg on a different time zone. It's fascinating.
Yes, exactly. Different dimension.
And we had an hour and a half or at least hour lunch, right?
Yeah.
And you would go home. You would have like soup, and you
yeah,
have,
I would do
like,
that.
Your
too.
Mother would
you would have soup?
Yes,
Kraft dinner.
You would have what a, kind of you, soup would you have?
Always yeah. Kraft dinner.
I would have a mother that was at lunch.
You had a mother who gave
yes.
you soup,
and you go
like his, just
you went home and you watched Rocket Robin.
Like said, yeah.
Of course, yep.
And then you would get to watch the two episodes, and it's
and
like
you
oh,
go back to
listen to some scorpions, and then go back.
Scorpions.
You know
exactly
what about Archie and Friends? That's only for us Winnipeggers. Archie and Friends.
Oh, dude.
Classic that's Winnipeg show.
Name. Oh, yeah. Archie and Friends.
On CTV. Yeah.
Or, CTV.
CKY. CKY.
Okay, so CKY.
But that's not. It's only for us three guys. Todd's
oh,
like, well, I don't know what that
Archie
is.
Like the comic book Archie?
Yes.
Well, he was a little.
Oh, no. We had Archie was kind of like a Mrs. Dress-Up thing.
Yeah, but he was a
he was a puppet.
He was a puppet, yeah.
Right.
Was it Mr. Dress-Up?
No.
It who was, else is in the Archie thing? This, you're
Archie
bringing this back.
Uncle Bob was the
Uncle
guy.
Uncle Bob!
Dude, Uncle Bob.
Wasn't
that guy's
Uncle,
a legend.
Wasn't it Uncle Bobby?
No,
this
it was
not.
Not
I don't even think you would have saw this show, Todd.
Business here. Kern,
that's Kern. A Canadian. There wasn't Uncle Bobby.
No, it's Uncle Bob was
in Saskatchewan.
This is a Manitoba
Sorry,
thing.
You guys carry on.
We are really going to Google on this. Okay, listen. Here's my thing.
Here's the funny thing is, you just think about us guys here, all sitting right. at this table, all came home back in those days, and Jeff had soup, and I had Kraft dinner, and you had whatever, and we were watching the same
Chef
stupid
Boyardee.
Shows. We were all watching Rock and Robin at the same time.
Dinner now.
Here's why you should be getting Factor meals. They're always delivered fresh, never frozen. They're chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and delicious. They're ready to eat in just 2 minutes, and if you go to factormeals.com/TIJ50, and use my promo code TIJ50. You'll get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Plus, how good does this sound? Parmesan and sun-dried tomato chicken penne with roasted green beans. That's what I had last week before heading out to AEW. Factor makes eating delicious, quick, and easy, which is exactly what I need, especially on travel days. I ate it right out of the Factor packaging as well, so no cleanup afterwards. So you can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need, and you can pause and reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. So head to factormeals.com/TIJ50 and use code TIJ50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code TIJ50 at factormeals.com/TIJ50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Talk is Jericho.
So let's talk about what was the radio station you listened to?
Dude, right here.
Always City FM.
Are you guys ready for this?
But before that,
no, please.
Oh, KY58.
Yeah.
Don Percy was the DJ.
Legendary.
And here's the thing. Don Percy was kind of like the Howard Manshine, super crazy, hilarious DJ.
Yeah.
He married a girl called Lorraine Mansbridge, who was my next door neighbor.
I remember Lorraine Mansbridge.
Are you serious?
You know Lorraine Mansbridge?
I remember that name.
She was my next door neighbor.
Wait a minute.
The Mansbridges.
Related?
I used to have to go feed their dog Sheba when they went out of town. They would
Sheba Mansbridge?
Any relation to Peter Mansbridge? Anyone?
Peter Mansbridge. That's who I'm thinking of. Uncle Bobby is a Canadian
they
children's
pay
television
me 10
show.
Bucks a day, Kern.
10 bucks a day. That's pretty
to
good
To feed Sheba Mansbridge.
Sheba Mansbridge.
It says right here, Uncle Bobby is a Canadian children's television show that aired from 1964 to 1979 on Toronto's CFTO.
Whoa.
See, that's okay. He was an English Toronto guy. Like, it's another one that was like kind of local, kind of like Bozo the Clown in America, but it was like, it was just like some local dude.
Mansbridge the Clown?
Mansbridge the Clown. Yeah, Peter Mansbridge the Clown.
Hey, what was that show with the puppets, like, or not puppets, but the...
Nick and Pick?
Rusty and all those.
Oh, the land of Oz is a funny, funny place for everyone. Where's a funny, funny face?
All the streets were made of gold.
Everyone's old. Funny place called the Wizard of Oz. Was that Canadian?
Oh, dude, that's so great.
I think so.
Remember the robot had a voice like, "Hey, Sock!" He had this crazy like.
So what you're talking about is there was actual an animated version of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, there was like claymation or something.
And the scarecrow's name was Socrates because he had a brain.
That's a good call. Slagle, you got to sign Brian Slagle, the mogul of Metal Blade Records. This was actually the theme of the show, where there's a flute, and we're talking about Jethro Tull. This is the only rock and roll flute playing ever.
Totally, Ron Burgundy.
Because the land of Oz is a very funny place where everyone has a funny, funny face and the streets are paved with gold.
No one never grows old.
And the
we already covered that,
of Oz.
The friendly giant.
Was that all stop motion or was that a cartoon?
It was kind of. It was almost kind of a little bit like a South Park kind of vibe.
Wow,
like,
listen, yeah, guys. You guys think we're all on acid right now? This is real shit. I'm not even joking. Go online and find, was it called The Wizard of Oz?
I think it's called The Land of Oz.
The Land of Oz.
Land of Oz.
This is insane. I have not thought about that.
I know. It's classic, though.
Isn't it weird how that's like songs like that just fall out of your head? Like, why do I know these words?
Right. So like you said, all the streets are made with gold.
Yeah. No one never grows old. But the
hold on. Flag on the play. There's no freaking vibrato.
No one never grows old. I want to Vegas that shit up. I've been living in Vegas too long. I sing all my
Kids like, and the streets are paved with gold. No one ever goes
gold.
The funny place on the wizard man.
There you go.
The
Stevie Nicks version.
Jeremy, he was made out of like.
Who's Jeremy? When he was made out of what?
Weird.
That
could be
familiar. Yeah.
Tales of the Wizard.
Tales of the Wizard of Oz. And was it a puppet thing or what was it?
No, it was animated.
Okay.
But the one I do remember was an English thing that they played was the. Well, you know, my name is Simon, and I like to do drawings. And Mike Myers ended up doing that on SNL. But it was initially like an animated, like a stick man type thing. But I believe it was
from Winnipeg or from Toronto.
It was probably a BBC thing that they probably just stuck into our, you know, I don't know, fill half an hour with this bullshit.
So let's talk about SCTV.
You have to talk about
like SCTV. For our world. You come across the border and it's like, oh my gosh, like SCTV is a classic and it's Chicago and blah blah. All that shit is like in the
second city.
Toilet.
Yeah.
For us,
yeah.
SCTV was Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, Martin Short for a couple of years, Dave Thomas, and Rick Moranis.
But it started with Harold Ramis.
Right.
Yeah, he was in the first season.
And you say John Candy?
I think he was part of the Chicago team, actually.
Yeah, he was. He came over. He was. I don't think Harold Ramis was Canadian.
No, he was American, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, all those guys, I mean, a lot of those same second city guys all went to SNL. Like
right.
Like I believe Belushi and all those guys were from, and I think Aykroyd as well was part of that Chicago.
Aykroyd was a Toronto cat
and
who
they went
to Chicago.
To
we saw this SCTV stuff here in the States too. Like all those guys you mentioned, we saw that.
But
here.
Did you see them with when they were hot, or was it like after? Like was it like Martin Short era?
It was
or
was around the same time.
Because what I think happened is that SCTV was huge in Canada and then came over to the States. Right?
I don't think it was simultaneous. I don't think it was big, but it was close because we also had Fawlty Towers here around.
Yeah.
The same time,
Fawlty Towers.
Which was amazing. So
still the best show ever.
Yeah, totally. So we had a lot of stuff here that was maybe a year removed from either Canada or the UK.
SCTV was on NBC at one point.
Yeah,
I remember NBC.
That was after it was huge in Canada.
I think it was kind of like later on.
But
it went to NBC.
First, it was on like local. I first started seeing it on Channel 13, which is just local.
Right.
As a late thing in LA, yeah. And then eventually it got to NBC.
That makes sense.
Right, so we saw that from it might have been, like I said, it might have been a year removed, but it's pretty close to when it was big in Canada.
So I think SCTV got really big in Canada and then kind of moved over to the States.
Here, probably,
but when we grew up, like SCTV, like remember the theme song? Oh, not even the theme song. It was like,
yeah, it had
that sound.
Yeah.
when you would hear that, like, you'd be like, oh my gosh, SCTV is on. And it was so genius. But we thought, like, for us, it was just a Canadian thing. There was Bizarre.
It was really Canadian.
There was House of Fright and Siren. There was SCTV.
It was originally filmed in Toronto, and then they moved it to Edmonton for a short time.
Of all
time,
places, Edmonton?
Weird.
Like, no one goes to Edmonton.
You'd see Magnum PEI drive by with Alberta plates. All those.
Magnum
that's like
PEI.
Eugene Levy.
No one even got that currency.
No.
There's like 275,000 people.
Of course, could you imagine? They'd be like, what the hell is Magnum PEI, Prince Edward Island, you know?
We went to the well too many times, so the 275,000 people that we thought were going to listen to this is down to about two people.
They checked out a lot.
Magnum PEI, listen to what he said. PEI is Prince Edward Island's Canadian province, so enjoy the laugh.
And John Candy was Magnum PEI. It was something about potatoes, because, of course, potatoes are a big thing out in PEI.
What was his character, Johnny LaRue?
Johnny LaRue.
That was the coolest thing about SCTV. SCTV was kind of like played as if it was an actual TV station.
Right.
So you
from
had
Mellonville.
Like, so you had like Joe Flaherty would play like, what was his character? Like he was like the anchorman.
Count Floyd. He was the owner
Floyd Robertson, who was probably named after Lloyd Robertson. From CTV in CTV News in Canada.
Lloyd Robertson was the
news Earl Canembert.
But he was also the boss of the station.
Yeah. Well, no, that was
that was Joe Flaherty. He was in a wheelchair.
In the wheelchair,
we
it was.
Can't remember his name.
Oh man, I wish I had Mike here.
I wish we had like on the spot Google. Like I'm
no,
Floyd Hutchison. I'm George Jesterson.
Because there was, and then there was Johnny LaRue and Bobby Bittman. Remember him?
How are you? It was a Sammy Maudlin show with Bobby Bittman.
Sammy Maudlin was
Eugene Levy. And his sidekick
was
William B. Williams.
Good Lord.
That was John Candy.
That was the brilliant thing about it. Was all played like you were watching a television, like just a channel. Like you just sort of took over your TV for a
you
while.
With
weird commercials, and then they'd do a show or something. And what was their names? Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. Both went on to be huge.
All of them did.
Yeah.
All of them did.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Everybody. Yeah, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah. And even Andrea Martin came on to Guy Caballero.
That was his name.
Guy Caballero. Yeah. Yeah, boy. He was the owner of the station.
I wish Mikey Ramone was there.
What'd you say?
Mikey Ramone's a friend of mine. He's really invested in
this. He wasn't actually in the Ramones.
No. No, he's the ninth Ramone. That wasn't in the band.
he used to stack the drum text.
Exactly.
And then we got a lot of stuff going. Slagle's looking shirt up. We got Chrissy looking stuff over. Okay, so we're getting ready to wind down because we've been going.
That would be our research department.
Hey, what about Red Green?
Was that a? I always thought that was an SCTV.
That was a
thing.
Later Canadian thing with. I don't remember what that guy's name is though. The
Red Green.
Red Green. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, Smith and Smith. Wow. There was a comedy show called Smith and Smith, and it was a husband and wife team. And then I think his name's Fred Smith. He went on to be Red Green. He created a kind of Canadian character.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had a dude with him. I can't remember his name, but he was kind of like the nerdy cat. And then there's like stuff like Corner Gas. These are like much later, the Canadian shows. Brent Butt's show. That was.
Does anybody know what Corner Gas is? No one knows.
It's a Saskatchewan show. Yeah, and it's like. I think it actually does play on like something. It did have a run on like some kind of comedy channel back in the 90s. I don't remember.
It did about 3 seasons.
Yeah, it did.
In Canada.
It was a fictional town called like Dogwood, Saskatchewan or something like that. Yeah. And it was Brent Butt who's
Who's Brent Butt?
He's a very successful Canadian Saskatchewan
apparently
comedian.
Not. We don't even know
but he lives
he
in
is.
Vancouver now, yeah. Well, I do.
What about Fred Penner?
Fred Penner. You can't forget Fred Penner.
Wow, Fred Penner was a child's
He did like musician. Baby Beluga, I believe was the song he did. I could be making shit up now, I guess.
Kearns is like the voice of reason for all.
Yeah. Well, what about
Degrassi High?
Degrassi.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's important because
Degrassi
is
next.
We're not going anywhere without talking about Degrassi.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. Okay, so let me tell you this. So when I was in Red River Community College. And we used to have a rule that if you're typing out an assignment on a typewriter, if you hit the wrong key, you couldn't use whiteout. You had to pull it out and start over again.
Right.
So I would always watch Degrassi out of the corner of my eye. I would sleep with one eye open, Degrassi, and it would always f*** me up because I'd be watching like Joey Jeremiah. Oh, my God, you Tessa Campanelli, John. Ah, shit, I hate you. So Degrassi was a huge thing in our era.
Yeah.
because it was the first thing we ever saw that dealt with real issues.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. This is like an
AIDS. No, there were always like kind of heavy stuff going on
right,
in the show.
Like
yeah,
abortion,
yeah.
AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, Drake was on the show.
Teen murder. No. He was. No.
He's later on, yeah.
Oh.
He was
hey,
on.
Easy Killer.
What did I do? What did I...
He was
oh,
on.
What did I do? Show?
He was oh, on New on. Degrassi, like in oh, the 90s. We're talking 80s Degrassi.
Oh, yeah, that's
I think it was originally like Degrassi, and then it was Degrassi
There's
Junior
Degrassi
High.
Junior High.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Degrassi the Next Generation.
High.
Degrassi in Space. I believe there was a... No, but I mean like...
Degrassi on Metal Blade.
The funny thing is, though, dude, like South Park, Kevin Smith...
Kevin Smith loved
those guys all... All their Canadian stuff that they put in their shows is all from Degrassi.
Yeah.
There's some... Well, Degrassi, yeah, it does play down here. What does it play on?
Well, it was here, like, again, it was here around the same time it was big in Canada. Fairly shortly after that, because it had a big run here. It was huge for a while.
Because that's the
original one, though?
I think, I mean, I'm not a fan of all that stuff. I didn't really watch it.
Slagle, tell us what you really know.
Well, as far as I know, it was the original one, yeah.
We're talking Degrassi in, like, in 89, 88. Yeah, exactly.
Wheels.
It wasn't Degrassi,
Wheels.
We all had the Wheels look, any of us.
Dude.
Spike. Yeah, wow.
Spike had to have a... She got pregnant.
Yeah.
Spike got pregnant. So Spike was the punk chick,
yeah,
which we love Spike. Tessa, but the best was... her real name was Stacy Mystician. What was her name on the show? Google it. So we love Wheels.
Wheels. Love I had the Wheels Jeremiah look back then with the David Koresh glasses.
Everybody's got something. We'll take your money.
What was their band called?
Zit Remedy.
Zit Remedy. Yeah, oh, my God. Wow, dude. Just that you got the 6th degree black belt at Degrassi Junior High.
I love Degrassi because of that.
Yeah,
Jeff?
Totally.
The longest running, probably Canadian TV show. Is Hockey Night in Canada.
Of course.
Every Saturday night.
I had to put the vibrato in there.
If you don't know...
We're all trying to harmonize. So the van on
Don Cherry.
Don Cherry. Listen, Ron McLean.
Right. Well, Hockey Night in Canada is a part of Canadiana because Don Cherry, you look at this guy, and you don't understand why he is so valuable to Canadiana. He's like John Madden of Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the king of Canada.
He really is. Yeah. Like, people from outside of Canada don't understand how important he is. He's beyond any other locuteur,
shall we say. And he coached Boston back in the 70s or something like that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he coached the Colorado Rockies.
And the Rockies.
For one season.
Colorado Rockies.
And they're like going back 7-92.
Way pre-Avalanche.
What was the name of the goaltender? Harley Davidson? Or, Haley Atkinson?
Hardy Astrom.
Hardy Astrom.
Hardy Astrom.
That sounds so made up.
That's a real
name. I got his hockey card.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's a real name.
Yeah, I heard those hockey cards.
Such a real name. But people love Don Cherry. So let me ask you this. So the new Hockey Night in Canada is George.
I don't think George is doing it anymore.
He's not doing it.
No.
McLean is back this year.
But we love George.
George is amazing. George
they have to have a good young
George
guy.
George started doing metal on Much Music.
On Much Music. We know.
Yeah.
We all were interviewed by him. I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. Age of Electric and freaking Seventh Heaven.
I only watched... Power Hour and all. I never was on it until.
Oh really? You never got interviewed by George Strombopoulos, did you, Fitzy?
No.
Wow.
First time I did it was with Teresa Roncon.
Teresa Roncon.
Remember her?
Yeah,
she was really pretty. And then I did it with Erica M.
Oh,
I did it. It sounds a lot more impressive when I say I did it with them.
I used to love Erica M.
We all did. Yeah, she was like.
You did it with Erica M.
No, I did an interview with her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She wouldn't give me the time of day, man.
She wouldn't give me the time of day. Yeah.
Come on.
But we did, you know, George and who else was on there? Rick Campanelli, who now does Entertainment Tonight in Canada.
All the cats, man.
Yeah. Which Entertainment
Steve Tonight. Anthony.
Entertainment Tonight in Canada must be like 10 minutes long. I don't know. Bruce Jerusi's dead. Moving on.
Bruce Jerusi's dead. Martin Short's not funny. And end.
Next.
Who was the other guy? Michael Williams was the host of Power Hour.
Yeah. Master T.
Master T, oh my gosh. Yeah. Listen, if you guys ever watched Much Music, there was a lot of DJs, VJs on it. We're discussing them right now.
Yeah, that was
If you did
time.
Not, then just fast
What was that show?
Steve
that,
Anthony.
Just to quickly off another show, but I can't forget. But the show that Alanis Morissette was on.
You can't
do that on television.
That was a crossover.
Is that Canadian?
No. That was crossover.
You can't do that on television.
It was huge Canadian.
Yeah.
And it was crossover for sure. They talked.
Everybody got slimed, right? Yeah.
And that was only in Canada.
Yep.
So Nickelodeon, who adapted the slime concept, stole that from Canada.
Well, that show also was aired in the States, too.
Oh. Right, right. But you can't
they did steal, but they did steal eventually all that stuff.
Right, right.
That show started in 79.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that on television was a Canadian tradition. And Alanis Morissette, by the way, we all know this, in case you don't, the highest-selling female album of all time, Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
She never sold more.
Adele has.
No. Maybe in this day and age, Adele's not sold more records than Alanis Morissette.
I think 24 million.
Look it up! Look it up! Whoa! It's only right now!
That was not the Canadian sample that every time you gotta look something up.
There's no way that Adele has sold more than Alanis.
I think that record, Jagged Little Pill, sold 24 million records.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane.
And that thing came out of nowhere.
And it was not a Metal Blade. So sorry, Slagle.
Although I wouldn't be here.
Is yeah. You would have kicked us out weeks ago. You're on Amon Amarth money, not on Alanis Morissette money.
Was Inspector Gadget Canadian?
He was. He was.
I think he was, yeah.
Lots of Canadian, but here's the thing.
Which was actually Don Adams from Maxwell Smart doing the voice of that.
What about Mr. Dress-Up?
Yeah.
We already said that.
We said him already. Yeah.
Where the hell were you?
Sorry, I just came back.
Ernie Coombs. We already talked about Russ. Casey Infinity.
we mentioned his real name, dude.
Remember the wise old owl? He had a picture on the wall that would talk. It was an owl.
There was a lot of good Canadian...
All that children's stuff seems so drug-oriented.
But we grew up in a good time.
Like, Hilary Sells of Frightenstein is so... When you look back, you're like, that was definitely, you know, like... If you were smoking pot and watching that, it was the best.
I think
thing
honestly,
ever.
There was an audience doing that too. Like there was like children going, "This is fun," and then there was like a whole other teenager.
But
like,
for us though, for kids like in the late 70s, early 80s, we had three choices. Maybe not in Lanigan,
right?
But in Winnipeg, it was CBC, it was CTV, it was CKND. You had three channels, and then there was the French channel, which if you were lucky. You would see le titin.
Yeah, you would see a nipple.
You would call your friend and go, "Dude, there's a tit on."
You have to call her. Hi, is Jerry there? Can you put Jerry on the phone right now, please? Quickly. Channel 4 is a tit.
Hi, is Jerry there? My real name's not Jerry, Kernsey.
I think it's still like that, though, like little swearing late at night and mild.
Well, now you just Google. You Google tit.
Yeah.
Put tit in the Google machine that comes up.
Just imagine how like distorted that is. Like when you think about back in the day, you'd sit there and watch an out of focus. I think that's a breast.
Yeah, you would watch it and pause it, and would go to OKS Video or Short Stuff Video.
Watch BB Kate's take her top off.
You would rant Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Gen songs into moving and stereo screen bald and all. Hello, Brad. I've been waiting for you. Pause.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Every VHS tape had it was totally up in that one spot.
If you could do like a software analysis, everyone would see pause on that area. Why is that? Oh, it's Phoebe Case just happens to take her top off.
You
would have to go to the video store and rent those videos in hope of seeing the boobski.
Well, yeah, you just
the boobski.
In reality, you just picked the right movie, like Trading Places. It was Jamie Lee Curtis.
But you'd have to pause it.
I have one Canadian show.
What?
That made one band, one song famous.
What?
W5.
Ooh.
W5, which was the Supertramp song.
Wow. Yes. What was the Supertramp song?
Da, 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 da.
That's right.
What was that?
What about?
That's a Supertramp song.
What was the song?
Yeah. Crime of the Century. No.
I bet you back then they probably had zero rights to use that song.
W5 stands for.
So here's my thing.
What does W5 stand for?
60 Minutes of Canada.
Sure.
What
did W5 stand for?
Who, what, where, when, why?
Yeah.
Who, what, where, when, why?
Boy.
And then there was the Fifth Estate.
Okay.
Wow.
But let me tell you where I got W5 was my introduction. That's the first time I ever saw Striper. They had
I saw that too.
That's
right. They were on there. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Yellow and black are caution colors. We're trying to warn you not to go to hell. I remember that. It was just like,
is that W5. The explanation?
That was Robert Sweet.
Wow. That's
but I never seen Striper, and I was watching W5, and it's like, there's this band of these dudes with super long hair.
Yeah.
They look cool. That's how I got into Christian rock and roll.
There you go.
Because of W5. Who, what, where, when, why.
That's right.
At five. Good stuff.
But every Sunday night, you heard that theme song.
You
knew that song. I didn't know who Supertramp was until.
I still don't know who Supertramp is. Best CFL player before we're getting ready to wrap it up.
Ever?
Yeah.
Awesome. Canadian player or American CFL player?
Who's your favorite Supertramp?
favorite?
Doug Flutie?
Come on. Dieter Brock. Not without
Dieter
question.
Brock by far.
Oh, Dieter Brock.
Here we go. Okay.
Dieter Brock. Dieter Brock. Dieter Brock.
Yeah, we'll accept that.
You?
I don't know.
Honorable mention, Mike Joe Poplawski.
Daruki. Look it up. Google it.
Mike Daruki sucks, eh?
Dieter Brock.
Jeff?
Come on, Jeff.
Warren Moon, what did you say?
Wasn't Doug Flutie one of the only guys that bounced from the CFL back into the NFL and
that
back?
Kind
of,
yeah.
I did like Flutie Flakes.
Yeah,
so Doug Flutie would be
more. There was Flutie cereal?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Flutie Flakes.
I have a box of it.
Hold on.
No way.
First of all, flag on you. You have actual have a box of Flutie Flakes?
Because several people that work for me are from Buffalo, New York.
No way.
And
by the way, Sligo's like a music mogul. He's like the richest man in the world for music. So a couple.
I wish.
So some guys that work for you have
The richest man in the room.
Some people that work for you have Flutie Flakes?
There they are. Right there.
There it is.
Flutie plays drums in a band too.
Hey, how many CFL guys actually had music careers?
I saw that.
Like musicians and CFL players.
Doug Flutie.
King of Canadian bands.
Exactly.
What about a Winnipeg Blue Bomber?
Troy Westwood.
Thank you.
Troy Westwood had an album of Metal Blade.
What?
No, did he? I know he had a band called Little Hawk. Maybe still does.
But. Who is the athlete that had an album on Metal
Ken
Blade?
Baumgartner.
Baumgartner had a record on Metal Blade. Yeah. I remember that. That was like in the 80s, too, when you were at your peak.
Yep.
You signed him.
Yep.
You signed Ken Baumgartner from the freaking New York Islanders, man.
He played for the Kings then, and then he went to the Islanders after that. But yes.
What instrument did he play?
He played vocal.
He did
a cover of Bomber by Motorhead.
Wow.
Guys,
is he the Baumgartner? He's the Bomber. Baumgartner.
Exactly. Suicidal Tendencies, Fate's Warning, and Armored Saint played on the record.
Wow.
And Bomber sang.
Sang
Bomber by Motorhead.
Not bad.
Bomber.
Would you have given a record deal to Momantha? By any chance?
Momantha.
Hockey player Momantha?
Just for the mustache alone, yeah.
No, the rock star Momantha. How many Momanthas do we know, Fitzy? Okay, last question
Garth
is.
Butcher.
Last
who,
question.
Who used to
Garth
see
Butcher?
Reach for the Top?
Reach for the Top. I remember that.
Reach for the Top.
Lorne.
We can't not talk
about
that.
What was the guy's name? Lorne?
Come on, that was a show. You know, kid, what was it? They were like university students or something?
Yeah, it was like, University of, you know, wherever versus
come on,
the
you know it.
Wherever, yeah.
Reach for the Top.
Oh, it's like a debate show.
Debate
like
show. Thank you.
And it was actually called
it.
Debate.
There was? Oh.
There was one called Debate.
Okay.
It was not with Jim Perry. All right, Jeff, last question. Favorite Canadian TV show of all time?
For me, it was either of all time.
Wow.
Of halftime.
SCTV.
SCTV, yeah.
I have
to
say it, yes.
And favorite guy or girl on SCTV?
Unfortunately, it was John Candy.
That's not unfortunate.
Oh, wow. No, I mean, like, yeah. He's a legend.
Well, yeah.
That's
amazing. John Candy represent. Yeah, boy. Kernsey?
I was going to say SCTV as well.
Oh, you can?
But I don't know who I would pick as my favorite. It's funny. I want to say Eugene Levy because at the time he was
so great.
He would do some crazy shit on that show. Yeah,
everything was great.
Yeah.
Earl Camembert.
Earl Camembert. Who always seemed very ill-informed.
Earl Camembert was your weekly news review
anchor guy.
Anchor guy. He had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
You're taking real Camembert?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take him.
All right.
Yeah.
We already talked about it. Hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Oh,
I still say that that show.
Said what?
Hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Oh, God. Gotcha.
I still think that.
I might change my answer.
That show holds up today. If you watch it and you're like, you can still watch it and go, wow, that was like groundbreaking.
You're in the mood, you understand what's up.
And I think that guy playing all those characters was really
genius,
brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'll go the other side of that. Bizarre, John Byner.
Oh, wow.
And Super Dave Osborne.
There you go.
Bizarre is so funny because there's nothing funny about it. It's almost like Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
In
which is another show we didn't touch on.
We did not touch on it. If you read the script of Kids in the Hall, mm-hmm. it's not funny. It's the delivery that
Absolutely.
Makes it funny.
Yeah, those that's guys what are that's, crazy that's what makes good. It
great. Good times, man.
Good times.
The Canadian television Canadiana show with special guest Brian Slagle. Do you have any idea what's going on here? Slagle, last Honorary. Thing. What's your favorite Canadian anything? Band, TV show, food?
Hoggy Night in Canada.
Wow. Yeah. There's no vibrato. What a great time with my Canadian bros here on Canadian Day. Brent Fitz, Todd Kearns, Solo Cup Jeff, Brian Slagle. Kearns and Fitz, so talented as musicians. Slagle, of course, the genius behind Metal Billy Records. And Solo Cup Jeff, I'm not completely sure what he does, but thanks to him. Great guys. And speaking of great guys, it's time for Team Tiger Awesome's truly ridiculous news stories. Let's check out what they got this week.
This is the news with Team Tiger Awesome. In fidget spinner news, the OCD fad is playing second fiddle to a new awful thing in the Far East. Young people in China have moved on to toothpick crossbows. The miniature medieval weapon can send a toothpick through a light bulb, but more importantly proves Chinese kids are totally metal. Also today in the novelty frozen food section, a terrifying display... sorry, I'm being handed breaking news from, it says, from the future. I am a really smelly butt, and I should be fired because my butt smells. That's real professional, ladies. Now look at the old Prospector report. Lucky Joe Filthy breaks into the top 5. Fortunate Carl the Bird Thief drops to 4. Blessed Country Arbuckle hops up a spot to 3. The second spot belongs to serendipitous Shantytown Seymour Jr. And the top turn of the century gold prospector this week, surprisingly enough, Unlucky Jeremy. For more news that's too dumb to be true, check out the Team Tiger Awesome Show every Sunday on the Jericho Network right here on Podcast One.
Go subscribe to the Team Tiger Awesome Show at Apple Podcasts. Be sure to leave them a 5-star rating and review. Leave all the Jericho Network podcasts 5-star ratings and reviews. Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus. Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon talking with Deep Purple this week. The Raven Effect. Man, Raven is such a smart guy and super funny. Go listen to this podcast. And of course, the 1-year anniversary of Keeping It 100 with Conan. Happy 1 year. My favorite show on the Jericho Network. Go check it out. Beyond the Darkness as well. Keeping the You Scared to Death 5 days a week with brand new episodes. And you can get in on their True Crime Tuesdays as well. Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, the two guys behind Beyond the Darkness, are doing weekly True Crime Tuesday podcasts. But you can only get that by signing up at patreon.com for just $5 a month. You'll get a new episode every single Tuesday. And the episodes are all commercial free. No commercials. Sign up at patreon.com. One last thank you to you for listening. Also to all the tremendous sponsors here at Talk is Jericho, DDP Yoga. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho to get 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDP Yoga related merch. NatureBox. Sign up at naturebox.com/Jericho. Get 3 free snacks with your first battle choice. ZipRecruiter. Go to ziprecruiter.com/Jericho. Post your job for free. Little Caesars. Get extra most bestest pizza for just $6 at participating locations. And of course, Geico. Save money on your car insurance. Thank you for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. And Wednesday, next Wednesday, after the great weekend that you're going to have, third time's a charm for one of my favorite guests, Corey Taylor of Slipknot and Stone Sour, returns to Talk is Jericho. It's Corey Taylor number 3 here on Talk is Jericho. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay hard. Stay hungry. Peace, love, and hugs. And a big yeah, boy. You know I love you, man. I love to love you, baby. Here we go. Thank you, Bizarre. John Byner. Oh, yeah. Rockin' Robin. Newt.
Hello, Herc. Hey, Herc. Hey, Herc. Hey, Herc. Hey, Talk is Jericho. Hey, Talk is Jericho. Yeah, boy.
Listen to new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday on the Podcast One app or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.